This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut.
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad.
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 6th, 2015 at Gillette Stadium, where it's still freaking frigid outside, but the NFL offseason is doing its best to heat things up.
Oh, yeah.
Big news here on a Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, literally and figuratively, as we talk about, in all likelihood, the end of the Vince Wilfork era in New England after 11 seasons, two Super Bowls for the former first-round pick, his rookie year, and apparently his final season. As the Patriots informed him earlier this week on Tuesday, they would not be picking up a $4 million option that was part of his contract that they restructured last offseason. He would have had a cap figure near $9 million this year. By moving on from this, the Patriots save $8 million plus off the salary cap, of which they are actually over still at this point. A salary cap that will come into effect Tuesday evening, 4 p.m. New York time, when the Patriots will need to be under the $144 million adjusted cap number for themselves. And Vince Wilfork announced via Twitter, actually breaking the news that the team was not picking up his option. Did that on Thursday. Talked about how much he will always be a New Englander, the respect he has for the organization, the greatest coach that he played, greatest coach ever that he had the opportunity to play for more than a decade. Still loves the game of football, still has something to offer the game of football, so there is certainly a chance you could see Vince Wilfork on the field this year in another uniform, because it sounds in all likelihood that the sides have moved on and this was a this break was a breakup. So Eric Scalavino.
Yes, Andy Hart.
Vince Wilfork had a nice comeback year coming off the Achilles.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Stayed healthy. The run defense improved over the course of the year. They struggled early in the season, and that may or may not be a coincidence with their best run defender up front coming off a major injury. Where does this leave the Patriots on the defensive line with the likes of, I guess, Silver Salinga, the next sort of run stuffer in line, Alan Branch, set to be a free agent, Dominic Easley coming off the knee injury, but also not really a run stuffer. Chris Jones can do it, but is not a fire hydrant like Wilfork. Do you think this now makes defensive tackle, a Wilfork replacement, a major need moving forward?
Well, it leaves them vulnerable, I think, like it did in 2013 when he suffered the Achilles injury. And as you saw, as soon as he left, teams started running the ball up the middle with success. And that was an area of vulnerability for that 2013 team. And as you said, he came back last year, had a good year. The defense shored itself up. They even brought in a guy like Alan Branch to help out a little bit in that department. I mean, I think it helps that those guys you mentioned have a few years' experience now. They're not rookies anymore. They're not really untested. They've gone through it. But I still think it's not the most ideal situation, and I think they could use some upgraded talent in that area. So I thought it was a need anyway, even if Wilfork were to come back. I thought they could use an extra talented big body in the middle there. I mean, Branch was okay, but I think they could do a little bit better. But now it's clearly, it's still that and offensive line, I think, are the two big needs. And I think I was kind of anticipating this move with Wilfork anyway. So in the back of my mind, I kind of thought D-line, especially the interior, was an area of need, and I still think so.
I agree. You know, we've talked about the trenches, and now you could I thought guard came first, defensive line second.
Yep.
You could probably sell me on defensive line jumping above
six
guard,
one, half dozen
but
of the
yes,
other.
I think they need to add some big bodies in the middle of the offensive and defensive lines at some point in the draft, probably early on. Probably also need to add maybe a veteran, depending on Alan Branch's status, if he stays or goes.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, you know, we've added to the offseason talking points here, and I think another issue that you bring up when you lose a guy like Vince Wilfork, who has been a centerpiece, a captain, a leader, a mouthpiece, is that very role, you know, off the field. And, you know, he was a go-to guy in the locker room, both once during the week, post-game, training camp, big news. He was a guy, you know, if you had a, you know, if Vince Wilfork had left and Vince Wilfork were still here, he would be a guy you'd go to get the veteran comment about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're kind of looking for leaders. You lost Logan Mankins last year. Jerod Mayo, with his contract situation, could be in limbo. Devin McCourty set to hit free agency. So I do think leadership and spokesmen and roles and captains are sort of a subplot story to this offseason and guys like Will Fork moving on.
I look to a guy in that respect like Rob Ninkovich, a guy who's been in a captain's role, who still acts like a captain even when he doesn't have the official title next to his name. And, you know, he's a veteran guy. He's a guy who's he's played multiple positions. He's now won a Super Bowl. He's been through it all. He was a guy who worked his way up from being a cast-off, sort of a vagabond, and earned his keep around here. So I think I think the next natural person, if they want to stay in that area, for a captain. And even if they don't, even if they just want, you know, young guys to try to look up to somebody, he's, I think, a natural fit.
So the Vince Wilfork era in New England looks like it's over. The next time we could see him in a sort of a Patriots uniform, Patriots setting, maybe his presentation at the Hall at Patriot Place after his career ends, whenever that is, elsewhere in the league. So despite what Fred Kirsch's high standards are.
If he even decides to play. I mean, I think he kind of left the door open
certainly for
retirement in his
If I had to guess, he'll play. I'd say 70-30 he'll play.
Me too, but I think he left it more open than I think a lot of players would.
Something else that's open is the future of the New England Patriots. A lot of balls in the air in terms of free agency, in terms of finances, in terms of getting under the salary cap, as I mentioned earlier. And certainly guys like Darrell Revis, we are getting closer to the potential where his bonus is not picked up, which would need to be before the end of the 2014 league year, which is Tuesday. You transfer from 2014 to 2015 at 4 p.m. New York time, Tuesday afternoon.
East Coast is like, you know, the
that's not
the
what they write in the NFL rules and stuff. They write New York time. So I'm going to, by the letter of the law, in case they change the time zones. What if they add a time zone? What if they make like Cape Cod Eastern time and then everything else is New York time?
Not worried about it.
But there are certainly a lot of interesting names out there. Devin McCourty was not franchised last week. Steven Gostkowski was franchised.
I was really surprised by that.
$4.5 million instead of $9.6 million. But now McCourty could hit the open market. According to NFL.com, he is the number two free agent on their top 101 free agents, just behind Ndamukong Suh. Although I shouldn't say just behind, because Sue's going to get like 100 and something million dollars. McCourty will be
behind.
Lucky if he gets 50 million, but lucky. In,
lucky,
you know,
is, yeah, I'll
relative
take,
terms.
I'll take half of that.
But the Patriots will be active, I think, in free agency once they get their books in order. Already had some rumors about guys like Brian Hartline they have shown interest in, who's actually a street free agent. He was cut, so he is making visits in Cleveland and Houston and Chicago. We've had plenty of trade activity already, which I think the Patriots could be involved in some trade activity. Brandon Marshall being shipped from the Bears to the New York Jets. So you get to see Brandon Marshall twice a year. Elsewhere in the AFC East, LeSean McCoy traded to the Buffalo Bills from the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for Kiko Alonso, the linebacker.
All this in free agency hasn't even started.
Yes. Matt Cassel traded from the Vikings to the Bills. Rex Ryan and company hitting the ground running, rebuilding their roster and trying to keep pace or pass the Patriots.
A name I want to throw out there, too, just for consideration. It's not directly Will Fork related, but it's along that defensive line. And pass rush has always been an area, at least in recent years, that we have identified as a need for this team. They went out and got Chandler Jones. Ninkovich has kind of emerged as a solid presence there. But we still think, I think, that they could use another talented guy and a name that has become available this offseason, Trent Cole, formerly of Philadelphia, I think is a name that is intriguing. He's got the size that Bill Belichick likes. He's got the productivity and the durability, even at 32 years old, I think he is now. He's a name that I'd like to see them try to go after if they can afford it.
And names and names, they will be flying as of midnight tonight, because the oxymoron that is legalized tampering will begin. Agents, players, teams can all begin negotiating, talking. They cannot agree to or sign deals until 4 p.m. Tuesday, New York time, when free agency actually opens. But the market is about to heat up. The names are about to heat up. Already we're hearing rumors. The Philadelphia Eagles are apparently very much interested in Devin McCourty. He may be their top free agent priority.
Hmm.
They went down the Patrick Chung route a couple years ago. They're going a little higher on the depth chart here in New England to get a safety. But exciting time of year. Lots of names going to be flown around. Lots of money will be flying around. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Will the Patriots retain Darrell Revis? Will they retain Devin McCourty? Will they go after anyone of any note?
Guys
like Andre Johnson, Reggie Bush is out there, Roy Alou, Shane Vereen is going to be a free agent. Just endless talking points.
We're
going
to have a lot to talk about even more next week.
No question. Next Friday, and that's when we will be here.
We hope, anyway.
For another Patriots stuff. Either way, we'll have stuff to talk. Either a lot of guys leaving or some guys staying, whatever it may be. We'll be back here next Friday for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I'm just waiting for free agency and money to melt all the snow and make it spring.
I'm glad we can legally tamper now.
That's right. Unless you get in trouble. Start today. That'd be illegal tamper.
Yeah, that would be.
Which is different than legal tamper.
Yeah.
4 p.m. Tuesday, New York.
Eastern.
Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.